When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Jill, in quotes, reached out, "Hey guys, I've heard your show enough to know exactly what everyone is going to say to my situation, but it's hysterical.
Oh.
So I'm telling you anyway. LOL."
Oh. Okay.
"So I had been talking to this guy for several weeks after I sent him a DM on Instagram.
Okay.
I know, bold move, but he was a hottie in a picture with my friend's boyfriend. So anyway, we finally went out on a date for the first time this past weekend, and it didn't really go as expected.
Mm.
The conversation was kind of awkward in person. We had pretty much only been messaging up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to hang in there because of all the mutual friends I found out we have. There was one point where he started slurping his soup. We got hibachi.
Okay.
And I decided at that point I had to get out.
So soup slurping was the
deal breaker
apparently. For
her. Yep. Okay. So I made it through dinner, but when it came time to figure out where to go next, I pulled out this reason for why I had to go home. I didn't want to hurt his feelings and tell him honestly I didn't feel a spark, so mm-hmm. I was racking my brain for a believable story.
Okay.
I have no idea why this popped in my head, but I threw my friend, whose boyfriend is his buddy, uh-huh. under the bus completely.
Oh.
Well, actually, her grandma. I told him I got a text from her, and she's really upset because her grandma was in the hospital from falling after dancing in her nursing home talent show.
In her nur- what?
I know! What in the world, right? Anyway, that's what I thought of, and now I have to give my friend the heads up in case he asks his buddy if his girlfriend's grandma is okay.
Oh.
Anyway, he keeps texting me about another date, and I don't know how long grandma needs to recover before he gives up and moves on.
Oh.
And I know you're, there's all caps. I know your listeners are yelling at the radio right now to tell me to just be honest, but I'm allergic to hurting people's feelings, LOL. I mean, I'm kind of like her. This sounds something like I would do back in the day.
So Jill is getting...
She just wanted to avoid saying, hey, I'm not feeling a spark.
So Jill is getting hives thinking about telling the truth here.
1,000%. And so she's made up this elaborate story about grandma getting hurt in the talent show at the nursing home. What?
See, the risk is like...
Oh.
He's going to say, oh, my gosh, what was she doing? And then she's got to go, oh, she was doing the Spice Girls routine.
Yeah, she already got kind of way more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, than I think she was intending. But I think when she opened her mouth, all the words started falling out and she couldn't stop them.
So are we supposed to tell Jill? What are we supposed to tell Jill?
That- no, I think Jill's just kind of made her bed. I mean, she knows what we're yelling at the radio. Like, you just have to.
Yeah, you
got to
tell him the truth.
Like, hey, I'm not interested. Otherwise, he thinks the date was good up until grandma had her fall.
Yeah, especially if he keeps reaching out to you, yeah. Jill, you're going to have to own up to that for sure. Yeah.
And just say, you know what? I wasn't feeling a super spark. But that seems to be a very difficult sentence for her to say. But maybe she can, they were messaging. Maybe it's easier to message.
Yeah, maybe messaging it will help take a little bit of the sting off.
If you can't bring yourself to do it on the phone or in person.
Yeah. All right, yeah, well, Jill.
We got to tell him.
All right, yeah, for sure.
But I think she was just kind of sharing this as an example.
I do like that, though.
Of a little non-truth spiraling rapidly out of control.
Do you?
Innocently enough.
Yeah. Do you have a little white lie that you told that just spiraled out of control?
And maybe it's still going.
Maybe it's still going.
Maybe it's still going.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about the little non-truth, the little white lie, the lie by omission that just started getting bigger and bigger the longer and longer it went without you owning up to it.
I feel like Jill needs to hear it more than anybody.
All right. 502
so she knows she's not alone.
795-1997. We'll get to your stories on the way next. If you're trying to get out of a date, just do what April did and say, text your daughter to call with an emergency in 5 minutes. She says she's never failed me. Don't do what Jill did, our other listener, and throw her grandma under the bus or her friend's grandma under the bus and say that she got injured because
of
a talent
Jill
show.
Didn't have a daughter to do that for her.
Yeah, well, there you go. So what little white lie snowballed or got you into trouble? That's what we want to know. All right, 502-795-1997.
Elaney says, I lied by adding I speak a third language fluently.
Oh.
I speak two.
Okay, impressive.
Basically two variations of the Indian language.
Okay.
My work colleagues thought I was cool for being trilingual and made me teach them to swear in both languages. I fumbled through some poorly pronounced words, but I was enjoying the attention. Eventually, there was a big chance to secure a deal with a client who spoke Tamil.
Okay.
My boss specifically brought me to the trip and introduced us and jokingly said, now talking Tamil. I thought I was screwed and decided to speak in my second native language, Sinhala.
Okay.
Thinking confidence can sell, right?
Right.
Well, the bugger spoke back to me in Sinhala.
Oh, no.
I explained the lie to him. Luckily, it went well. We both laughed it off in front of my boss. My workplace still thinks I'm trilingual.
Oh, so she spoke to the dude in the... Oh, my gosh.
The client, like, went with her.
That is funny.
She explained in the other language what she was doing. They're like, all right, I'm going with you on this.
That is funny. Oh, that's good.
It worked out.
Got another message. I was 13, used to have a paper route, and I couldn't be bothered to deliver one morning, so I decided to dump them all and told the newspaper, my manager, that I had my delivery bag stolen. And then they asked me a few questions, and then the police got involved and even went round in the police car to where it, quote, happened, and if
oh
I know who
gosh.
Did it. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's like filing a false report, kind of.
It is. Danielle said, I can't go to your party because I'm feeling sick tonight. And fast forward a few hours later, my friends are knocking at my door with chicken soup when all I wanted was a quiet evening with a mutual friend who I was secretly dating. Whoops.
Whoops, indeed.
Oh, my. Oh, my. But you know what? To have friends like that, though, you know, when you're like, hey, can't go out tonight. And they're like, you know what? We'll pause our festivities and see how you're doing.
I mean, hashtag blessed, right?
Yeah, right.
Andy said, had a friend that in order to stand out during an interview process, spoke with a British accent.
Oh,
partially
no.
Because he didn't think he'd get the internship. Well, he did, and spent that entire semester, 3 days a week, having to put on a horribly fake London accent all day.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would be my dream, if I could just pretend to be British for a little bit.
And then, you know, you get the job, and then all of a sudden you have to be British.
To keep that up. Oh,
didn't think of that. These are the little white lies that got you into trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Dana on text, I've got a little white lie for you. My grandma carried on for more than 40 years.
Wow.
She used to tell everyone that my mother was her sister and even carried it out in her will, saying that my mom was her favorite sister.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's going into legal stuff.
I was going to say, that's some family stuff there.
Wow.
We'll wrap it up with this other message we got. I've always tried to do my best to live within my means. So anytime my job offers anyone overtime, I always turn it down. Eventually, a few coworkers were asking me about it and explaining. And so I said, I had a side hustle on the weekend working with pharmaceuticals, so I didn't need the extra money.
Oh, wow.
I was completely joking and assumed that was obvious. Until a few weeks later, when random people at work began to approach me, asking if I had anything on me and what my prices were.
Oh, no.
Hey, so you got the little red pills? What about the little purple ones?
Stop.
You got those?
Stop.
Got anything for my back?
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. All right. Those are good stories. Little white lies. Hopefully, if you're harboring a little white lie, you can come to terms with it soon.
Bethany says the guy with the fake British accent reminds me of that episode of Friends where Ross busts out the fake British accent when he's a professor of a class. He had to keep it up the entire semester.
Yeah, that's like this.
Yes.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
All right, good stuff. It's 99.7 EJX.